This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build 4 Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg G and audience. Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. Boomer is back, and what a morning to be back. We got some really bad news officially with Gerrit Cole. We kind of knew it was trending in that direction, but he'll be out for the year with Tommy John surgery. But yesterday really was all about the NFL, the moving and shaking, and the New York Jets go out there and get Justin Fields right away. Now we await to see what the New York Giants are going to do. Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Is it going to be someone else? And then, of course, the draft is after that. Good morning, Boomer. Good to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, good, G. I am absolutely great. Nice little vacation down to the Dominican Republic to play a little golf.
Yes.
And this is always the annual trip that I take, and I come back as a victor.
Oh,
and
right.
I feel great about that, and I feel great about a golf game that I hadn't played since October, and you know, really enjoyed being down there. Teeth of the Dog is the famous golf course that is down where I go every year.
Yeah.
Casa de Campo. That is being redone. So it was closed, but they have four of the golf courses, and it was just absolutely tremendous trip. Weather was awesome, and I couldn't actually be happier. You know what I mean?
Just great.
Because that's exactly what you need a five-day break for.
Yeah, you sent me some pictures. I was happy for you. I wasn't even jealous.
Yeah.
So that's a progress for me. So I'm glad to hear you went down there and won, too.
Yeah, yeah. I actually sent you some pictures, said, I'm not thinking about you. And I wasn't. But, yeah, it was a great trip. And, yeah, and I wanted to be back today because, you know, obviously yesterday being the start of this tampering period and everything that was going on, these contracts can't be signed just yet. But almost everyone of the contracts that we've heard about will all be signed, sealed, and delivered. And then for Aaron Rodgers, he will be released on Wednesday. And there are a few people or a few players that are in that category. And then once they get released, they'll have another tranche of free agents, if you will. And then we'll find out exactly what the Giants are doing, whether it be Aaron Rodgers, whether it be Russell Wilson, or whatever's left, because the cupboard is pretty bare. As far as the Jets are concerned, I mean, they got a 26-year-old Justin Fields. You know, here's my take on that. It's a safe pick. It's exactly something that they haven't had in a long time, and that is a really athletic quarterback. There's no question that his running ability is as good as there is in the NFL, and they'll have to incorporate a lot of that into his game. Basically has an overall record of 14-30 in the NFC North. He was 3-12. However, two of those wins came against the Detroit Lions and, of course, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah,
so they
members of the offensive staff that were also there, too.
Right. I mean, like, they had to do something, and they have Tyrod Taylor there still. And I don't know, you know, they'll figure out which guy, you know, you assume that Justin's going to be the starter on opening day, but you just never know how these things work out. And it's going to be up to the Jets to put him in a situation where he can succeed. Now, if I had to give you the checks against Justin Fields, I would say the checks against him are decision-making, how long it takes him to make a decision. And you can't wait for guys to be open. You have to throw them open in this league. And this is something that he has been incapable of doing since he's been an NFL quarterback. The strengths are he's got a cannon for an arm. He's an incredible athlete. I think he's a very likable player. In other words, the team will like him in the locker room. But there are going to be very frustrating moments for him. And I think Pittsburgh Steelers fans could tell you the same thing. Because, you know, when they benched him, he was 4-2.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of really good games in there. And he had some, you know, high passing games. In other words, a lot of completions, a lot of yards. And they won. And then all of a sudden, they buried him on the bench out of nowhere. And that concerns me. And I wonder why Pittsburgh would do that to him and what were the internal situations or discussions about whatever he was missing or whatever was going on there, because I looked at those numbers. I figured, okay, you know, I remember watching a couple of Verley's games. You know, he threw for over 300 yards in one of those games. And I was thinking, you know, maybe he did find a second gear and maybe he found a home. And I know the Steelers wanted him back. But, you know, the Steelers with adding DK Metcalf, whoever their quarterback better be, and maybe it will be Russell Wilson and he'll be reunited with his former teammate, they better get a guy back there that is controlling this team, because you got two hotheads at wide receiver.
Yeah, George Pickens and DK Metcalf. But yeah, Justin Fields is fine for right now. I mean, of all the guys out there, you mentioned his age first, which I think is a big part of this. And I don't love bringing in some of these older guys and the risk of injury. And anybody can get hurt at any age. But I do like the fact that Justin Fields is younger and maybe, just maybe, the best football for him is ahead of him. I don't think anybody, though, is really feeling confident about Justin Fields being the answer for the next 5-6 years. And that's really what this regime is going to be defined by, is where are you getting that guy? So he's fine for a transition period. The team is not going to be very good. They may be able to be around 500 if things end up breaking their way, but this is really an organizational transition period.
I would say that if they get a new coach bounce, you know, if Aaron's able to give them a little bit more confidence, treat them a little bit differently, give them a little bit more competitive desire and fight, then maybe just like kind of like what Brian Daboll did for the Giants. I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be close to making the playoffs. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pick in the top five next year's draft. And if they did, that would be the expectation. If they didn't, then that would be kind of a stunner that they played better than 500 football. Maybe they end up 9-8. I don't, you know, we still have to see how the rest of the roster is going to fill out. And then when you think about like what Buffalo just did, what New England just did within their own division, you know, those two teams, and I think New England just absolutely hit it out of the park in terms of free agency. Now, you can't really build your team totally with free agency, but for what the New England Patriots needed and what Mike Vrabel wanted, he's building a team in his vision, which is going to be defense first, and then let Josh McDaniels figure out how to make Drake May into the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, and there's been examples of guys that I didn't think were going to be very good at all after they started off in places that kind of put them through the NFL meat grinder. And Sam Darnold ended up having a season last year that got him $100 million from the Seahawks. Geno Smith, who gets traded to the Raiders, he was another guy who had a career resurgence because he ended up in the right place. So, I mean, I think that there's like a 10% chance that Justin Fields turns into the next one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean.
But like Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to do that for them for very long. Kirk Cousins wasn't going to do that for them. You know, Russell Wilson wasn't going to do that for them. So as far as the guys that were out there, I mean, I'm not thrilled about Justin Fields. I think we're going to see a lot of bad football, a lot of bad throws, a lot of frustrating third and 12s where he's not going to convert.
What are the Jets supposed to do?
I mean, this is what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it fits exactly what they should be doing. I think everybody should feel decently about it. But, you know, accuracy issues, late on the throw issues, all those little things that, you know, that befuddle quarterbacks and coaches and really make you wonder, you know, how a guy like this, you know, ended up as a first round pick. Just because a team had to reach, a team needed a player, and it didn't work out. And that's the way the Bears feel about Justin Fields. A little shocking that Pittsburgh didn't want him, but I guess they didn't want to go to the number that the Jets went to, and the Jets were desperate. They had to have an alternative to Tyrod Taylor just in case. And like I said, for Jet fans, this would be something that they haven't seen. This is going to be a quarterback that is going to run. He is going to be running probably somewhere between 7 to 10 times a game.
Yeah.
That's who he is. That's his game. And it's going to be up to the Jets to really kind of just manufacture their offense around his skill set. If you are a wide receiver and you are Garrett Wilson.
Well, he knows all about it.
You're going to be so happy.
Yeah, but I mean.
I'm just telling you, it's not.
He's played with them before, so he knows what he's getting into.
I know. And hopefully they can rekindle that thing that they had at Ohio State. But I just, you know, he knows. He knows what's going on. But in the NFL, it's different. You start throwing the ball over the heads of wide receivers, they get upset.
So the next wave really depends on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Daniel Jones. And it's funny how.
And Kirk Cousins right now, at least as far as we know, is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Atlanta has said they want to keep him on the roster and they want him to be the backup quarterback to Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah. So where those guys go, I mean, it feels like that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers is going to happen. That's what that feels like. So my prediction is that Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers. Russell Wilson ends up here with the Giants being the bridge quarterback to the guy that they draft. And Daniel Jones ends up in Minnesota. I think he starts the season as the starting quarterback in Minnesota, and then we'll see what happens with J.J. McCarthy's health and maturity and all those things.
Two things that really piqued, you know, my incredible interest about what happened with these quarterbacks is, number one, Geno Smith was offered a contract extension by Seattle. He said no because I think he knew and his agent knew that the Raiders wanted him because they want to reunite him with Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll wants a veteran quarterback that he knows. So he essentially forces a trade by saying no to the contract extension that Seattle gave him. He goes and gets traded for a third-round pick to Seattle. So Seattle gets a third-round pick. They get, I believe, a better quarterback than they had, and they paid that quarterback less money. He's younger and had a great game against Seattle in Seattle last year.
He did.
So Seattle is a huge winner, I think, in this situation. Now, whether or not they're going to be able to break through with Sam Darnold, you know, that, you know, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I think we saw what we saw with Sam Darnold two of those last three games of the regular season, one in the playoffs. It's just a better move by Seattle. And for the Raiders, it's an okay move, and they're going to end up giving him a contract extension, Geno Smith. And Geno Smith is one of these guys that just hangs around, makes a ton of money, and I don't necessarily know that that's going to move the needle for the Raiders in that division.
Yeah, and I can't believe it was actually a third-round pick, too. It seemed very high for a 35-year-old quarterback. It was a strange one, but he is there with his coach, and Geno Smith's probably happy in the sense that not only is he reunited with Pete Carroll, but they also traded away DK Metcalf to the Steelers, and that was going to be a big loss for him if he stayed in Seattle. So I mentioned Russell Wilson to the Giants. You gave a little bit of an oof there for that.
I mean, it's just going to be another.
I mean, I don't know where else they go, right?
Here's the thing. Russell was great when he was younger. And he was able to create because of his size and everything. This will be his fourth team if he comes here. And I'm just, it's Moonball City, which is fine. But he's not going to be able to run around all over the place. I don't know what else the alternatives are.
It's Aaron Rodgers, if he decides he wants to be here. But
exactly. He may, because he still has his house in New Jersey. I don't think he sold it yet.
I don't know. It felt like all the momentum was Rodgers to the Steelers yesterday, and it's just like a matter of time. That's what it felt like. But
with those wide receivers, I'm going to tell you right now, they need a veteran quarterback that can handle those personalities. Between George Pickens and DK Metcalf, and good for DK for getting his deal. He's worth it because he is such a force and a dominant force on the field. But, man, if they are not getting the ball, those two guys, whew.
You know, what's great about them, too, is they both wear the same number, so that's going to be the first issue that they have together is who gets number 14.
Well, I think if you are unless DK buys it from George Pickens, it's got to be George Pickens' number. He was drafted there. He's been there. You know, it's not like you're trying to take it from, like, the fifth defensive back or something.
Yeah. No, I know.
You're
but
taking
I mean,
it from their number one wide receiver.
Yeah, you know how wide receivers are, though. And it's going to be an interesting negotiation because you know he's at least going to try. But yeah, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers and the defense is able to stay healthy, because that whole team sort of went down the tubes when T.J. Watt got hurt and they just weren't the same team. And then the defense not being as good made the offense not be as good. And Russell Wilson wasn't playing well towards the end of the season. They had that stretch there where he was playing okay. They were winning games. The defense was very good. But then towards the end of the season, he wasn't playing well, and they didn't go back to Justin Fields. There was some chatter about that, and it felt like, you know, there was, I remember talking about things that Arthur Smith said, the offensive coordinator out in Pittsburgh, where it almost seemed like he was sending a message that if it were up to him, he would have put Justin Fields back in. He didn't come out and just say that. It was sort of something about like mobility. He was sort of implying it, and writers wrote about it. So
would you want to try to reunite Russell Wilson with DK Metcalf?
I feel like they're done with that. Like I think they saw what they saw last year.
Yeah, now the Giants are going to see Pittsburgh saw.
Pittsburgh's trying to win this year. Like they feel like they've got a team. Like they went out and traded for a wide receiver, gave him a big contract. You know, they went to the playoffs.
Which really doesn't happen very often with the Steelers.
No, it doesn't. It's very rare. So, and then they also, you know, they went to the playoffs last year. There's pressure on them to win a playoff game. So what they're trying to do is get better. What the Giants are trying to do is just throw somebody in there that could potentially win a couple games, keep this thing together while the young quarterback that they draft gets ready to play. So that's really what they need out of Russell Wilson and whatever else is out there. Like, it's either going to be Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins going to stay in Atlanta. I don't know. What else do you do? I mean, Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo staying in L.A.
Just it leads me, you know, the other signing that I absolutely loved for the team who signed the player was, of course, the Rams and Davante Adams.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is great for Matthew Stafford, and that is great for Davante Adams.
Yeah.
And he picked one of those top quarterbacks. I think he waited to see what the hell was going on with Matthew Stafford as to whether or not he was going to stay there.
Sure. Yeah.
To me, that is a terrific signing. And, you know, and I do like kind of like what the Patriots are doing. They're trying to rebuild offensive and defensive lines. You know, you think about all these teams out there and what they're trying to do, what they think their holes are. And, you know, to me, the Patriots are probably the one team that I think is probably has fared the best thus far. Them and then Seattle, because of the way that they handled their quarterback situation, paying less for most likely a better player. And then also receiving a third-round draft pick.
Yeah, and it is sort of cruel from my own standpoint where I'm going to go from Sam Darnold starting, who was great, but then to Daniel Jones, then to J.J. McCarthy. I mean, it's like I hated J.J. McCarthy coming out of the draft. I was screaming about Daniel Jones for years, how much I couldn't stand the guy. I needed to get benched. It's almost like there are football gods that are just messing with me. And the point where Sam Darnold is so good he wins 14 games and then turns into a pumpkin again. It's like, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me?
I don't know, but at least you had a nice little ride there.
No, it was a nice
That's the way
ride.
You got to look at it. Yeah, I mean, you could be a Jet or Giant fan.
Well, if I was a Giant fan, I'd have two of the most memorable Super Bowl runs ever.
Yes.
In my little sports piggy bank.
I told you, I got a text from one of my Giant fan friends, not Tony Toronto.
Oh, really?
He says, man, I really love what the Jets are doing. What are the Jets doing?
You know, I don't know. I
mean, they got Justin Fields. Lost one of their best offensive linemen.
Right. That is true. They signed that corner from Baltimore. Ravens fans were happy that he left. I saw that.
Yes.
I did. No, I don't know. I saw a bunch of like lowlights of him from Ravens fans that sort of came across my feed. But yeah, what the Jets did is they did something that they had to do.
You know, the other thing too is that the Chicago Bears rebuilt their entire offensive line. Two trades and a free agent.
I mean, it's no surprise. I mean, Ben Johnson knows what works. They had one of the best offensive lines in football, if not the best. And that's what their focus is right now. Smart. Really smart.
It is really smart. So I think that, you know, they've had a really good offseason thus far. Number one with the coach. Mm. Number two with the three offensive linemen that they've acquired. Number four, I would like to think that they have a highly motivated Caleb Williams. It seems that way anyway. Everything that he is saying, everything that he's doing, intimates to me that he is that definitely, you know, jacked about this upcoming season. Unlike the Yankee fan who now just lost another major piece.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. NFL news flying around yesterday, as it always does on that day one at noon. And we await where Daniel Jones goes. Is it Minnesota? Is it Indianapolis? Does Russell Wilson go back to the Steelers? Does Aaron Rodgers go there? And what the hell ends up with the Giants? That is really what we're following today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. Jerry Recco is here with that and more. What's up, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You guys obviously talking about Justin Fields. A couple of other things the Jets did yesterday, reaching agreement with Ravens cornerback Brandon Stevens and Jaguar safety Andre Sisco. DJ Reed, though, did go to Detroit. The Giants signing Saints cornerback Paulson Adebo and Cowboys defensive lineman Chauncey Golston. They did re-sign Darius Slayton as well. There was a caller to the afternoon show with Evan and Tiki, unhappy that the Giants are sitting at number 3 where they could have been number 1. And this was all about the whole tanking theme, and Tiki Barber wasn't having it. Matter of fact, he was annoyed that the caller suggested the Giants blew it by beating the Colts in terms of draft position.
What should Brian Daboll have done in that game that would have secured a loss?
You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called earlier. I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get
that. And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station.
Wow, banned from the station.
Yeah, man, he's got that power.
You get him, Jake. You get him, Jake. Yeah. I've been telling you dum-dums around here the same thing.
Don't kiss ass, dude.
Kiss ass.
I didn't play the call, but it was very long, but he was blaming John Mara for basically making his coach play to win, is essentially what his point was. Here's Tiki. The whole tanking thing is complete BS.
It's the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying, lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way.
And then, because he was on a roll here, he explains further.
Because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come. And it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games. And you want to lose 10 games. And you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
Well,
so
said.
Stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of passion right there.
Yeah, fired up. You can hear it in his voice. Man, I would hate to be a customer service agent if his cable went down or something. You can tell Tiki really brings it.
He was mad.
Well, listen, don't be messing with his Giants now. Especially when it comes to winning or losing or that tank word.
When you suck, 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 you suck, suck, suck. You know what happens? People say you suck.
That sounds like something that could go in your calendar, Jerry.
When you suck, suck, suck.
You suck, 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 suck.
I think I already have one from Tiki.
And people say you suck.
People say you suck.
Is it a go kiss ass, dude?
It's not go kiss ass, dude. I put it in my phone.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is, but I did save it because I heard it one day, and I wrote it down.
Jackass.
I don't think it's that either.
You sound like a fool.
Wasn't that one. Was not that one. You got any others? Sam Darnold.
Don't suck.
Well,
and if you suck, suck fast.
Wow. Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Don't suck, and if you suck fast.
All right.
That one I could use.
That's pretty funny. Sam Darnold going to Seattle. He gets around $100 million for 3 years, so good for him. Zach Wilson, he's going to be in Miami as Tua's backup. Chad Ochocinco on his Nightcap podcast would like to help Zach get comfortable with Miami.
Listen, hey, Zach, I know you're going to see this. Baby, I love you. I'm glad to have you in the city. If you need someone to show you around, I'm the perfect tour guide. You know, I don't go out. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, but we got to go. We got to go hit Tootsie's.
But he also says it won't be all about the boobies at Tootsie's. We got to talk business when we're at Tootsie's.
I'm sure you're probably married. You have a wife, but it's okay. I just want to talk football. I want to talk football. They got chicken wings, seafood rice and lobster tail. They got chocolate cake. And we can use our peripheral vision to make sure we focus, but still see what's around us. You hear me? You got to be aware of your surroundings. So holler at your boy, Zach. My number's still the same.
Wow.
This was surprising to me.
The problem with Zach Wilson, he doesn't have any peripheral vision.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, usually the backup ends up playing in Miami, Tua, right? So we're going to get some Zach Wilson next year.
Well, and Al brought out to me this morning during the warm-up show the video from the Dove Kleiman account that has Tua on the boat. And he looks, it's 2 seconds, but they're making it seem like he looks like he gained 50 pounds.
That Dove Kleiman ended up blocking me after that conversation. We were like, who is he and what is he doing?
Yeah.
So
Al said he sold the Twitter handle.
Oh, did he? Well,
that was a rumor that Dove Kleiman sold his Twitter handle and somebody else is now Dove Kleiman. Who knows if any of that's true?
Who is Dove Kleiman?
Yeah. Well, that whole conversation, the first time we had it, got me blocked, so I didn't see that. But Tua's been kind of, he got a little thicker the last couple of years, but on purpose.
Right.
So he could take hits better. But this one, he looks really bad.
I actually don't think so.
Tua!
I think it's a misleading tweet, but, I mean, so be it.
Sorry.
He's a thick some bitch is what he is, man. You know that.
A couple of other things. Josh Sweat signing in Arizona. The Patriots signed defensive tackle Milton Williams, cornerback Carlton Davis, linebacker Robert Spillane, and you got Morgan Moses, and they re-signed Austin Hooper. So they had themselves a heck of a day. Yes.
I'll tell you, the team that's losing people are the 49ers.
That's Tua on this boat?
That's what they say. I'm not sure, but that's what they say.
I don't know. Doesn't look like his head.
Not his head, I suppose.
Sorry.
Right. And Kyle Juszczyk will be released by San Francisco as well. Here was Mike Garafolo from NFL Network. So X, Twitter, was down several times yesterday. And here he is discussing how some people around the league were reaching out.
I also have a bunch of, like, agents and team types are hitting us up. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, because they follow this stuff just as much as we do. So when X goes down, they're operating without a net here. They have no idea where to find all this stuff. So that's what we're working on right now, trying to figure out how to communicate to one another. Kind of like we did 10 years ago.
Right. Not that long ago, but yes, it is different.
There's two things that I ended up doing because I was home at this time was, one, you put on the NFL Network.
Sure.
And two, those guys also, you know, all of them have Instagram accounts, and they would post this stuff on Instagram, too. So, but it was frustrating at first because you're checking, nothing's loading, but...
And it wasn't working, exactly. Well, you were away, obviously, the Jalen Brunson injury, Boomer. But yes, the Knicks did come up with a nice, solid win last night against Sacramento.
DeRozan stolen by Anunoby. Bridges picks up the loose ball. Bridges down the lane, back to Anunoby. His three-pointer, it's good. OG Anunoby, both ends of the floor again. And the Knicks back up.
And that was Mike Breen and MSG, I think.
Can this team ever have a healthy team for an extended period of time?
Well, they got Mitchell Robinson back for two games.
Yeah, I know.
Is he out again?
No, I meant before Brunson got hurt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, they just cannot stay healthy altogether for 25 games.
Well, if Brunson comes back on the timetable they said and no one else gets hurt, then they'll have everybody healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, but you know how those ankle injuries are, man. They're brutal.
It can be tricky. That play, though, kind of encapsulated the night. You had defense leading to offense. OG Anunoby had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals. The Knicks shot 22 of 40 from three-point range, which is 55%. Here was Anunoby on MSG. By the way, the final was 133 to 104. So how good was your night?
I try to make every game a complete game, but that was definitely one of the more complete games.
I would say so.
Remember last week the Knicks had crept within 2.5 games of the Celtics. They're now 5.5 games behind.
Oh, yeah,
the
they lost a couple games here, yeah. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Lots of good stuff tonight.
The defense, very good. The rebounding, very good. Sharing the ball, taking care of the ball. I think those things were huge for us. Defensive activity, the 13 steals, and then getting into the open floor, getting those easy baskets.
And hitting a lot of threes. Karl-Anthony Towns at 26 points and 9 rebounds with the win. The Knicks 41-23. Believe it in Portland tomorrow night against the Trailblazers. In Brooklyn, no LeBron James for the Lakers because of the groin injury. Nets in L.A., and I don't usually play a lot of Nets stuff, but they did win the game last night.
Russell left side, 3 on the way. It's good for D'Angelo Russell. Just his second made field goal. Nets go back up by 6, a minute 25 to go in the game.
Yeah, they actually had pretty good balance.
No, they need to start tanking, Jerry.
Yes, I hear you.
suck.
Noah Clowney, 19 off the bench.
I mean, you want Jonathan Cooper Flag or no?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're not getting him.
Well, you never know. You don't know how the ping pong ball goes. You want a top three pick because you got three guys sitting there in Flag, Bailey, and Harper. Right, you know, one amazing of those three, I'll be thrilled.
The Lakers play the Knicks. LeBron goes off. There's no way the Knicks beat the Lakers. And then all of a sudden they show up and they play Brooklyn. And it's like,
oh, they had this amazing overtime game out there while you were
they
gone.
Did.
They
lost that.
Yeah. Mm.
Luka Doncic, 8 of 26 shooting, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists in the loss. Couple of things here. Jordy Fernandez first. Good communication tonight.
Mistakes happen, but the guys kept, you know, bringing it in the huddle, talking to each other.
And that, as opposed to what L.A. did, this was J.J. Redick.
I think it was a very low-level communication game for our team, yeah.
He was less than pleased with their effort last
suck,
night.
Suck, suck, suck.
Yes.
Suck, suck, suck. You suck.
That's unbelievable. Did LeBron even play last night?
No, he said a groin injury.
Oh, yeah. This is load management time.
Yeah, that's right.
Come to Brooklyn, load management.
As expected.
God.
Well, they probably thought they'd roll over Brooklyn.
Yeah, but that stinks because if you're an NBA fan, now, he may be hurt. I don't know. But
no,
you're
it is
an NBA
fan, legit.
You're buying I think he really see LeBron James.
I know that, but I really do think he tweaked his groin.
Yeah, he can miss 2 weeks.
I don't think he just sat to six.
And this is also a guy who played all 82 last year. He tries to play.
Yes. So, aside from the week he took off in December or strange. November, which was odd, but he played every game since then, I believe, until he got hurt. Not a surprise here. Gerrit Cole having Tommy John surgery, I believe, today. Yankees did beat the Tigers yesterday 10-2. They had five home runs during the broadcast. Will Warren did pitch in this game early on. He was on yes. So now this was before we knew he was going to have Tommy John surgery, meaning Cole. He was asked by Meredith Marakovitz on yes if anything has changed for you and the mentality with all these injuries now because you got heel out too.
No, I think I came into camp knowing that I was, you know, lower on the totem pole. But I had a little chip on my shoulder to let's go take a spot and earn a spot. But nothing's changed. Obviously, the injuries have occurred, but obviously my mentality is still to go out there and stay present.
Mr. Excitement, they call him in the clubhouse. Nice young kid, though.
Yeah.
The Yankees will play the Orioles and Pirates today as they split their squads. As for the Mets, well, Juan Soto has had a nice spring. That did continue yesterday on SNY.
Juan Soto, second at bat of the day, and that one is out of here. Third home run of spring training for Juan Soto, who didn't waste any time, and the Mets are up 4-0 now.
I guess that was Gelbs on SNY, I'm pretty sure. He doubled homered Soto, not Gelbs, in the game.
I mean, that baseball field that down there where they play looks like a little league field, doesn't it?
Why? What do you mean? The Port St. Lucie?
Yeah.
Well, it's 400 feet to center. I don't.
No, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, that ball hitting that home run there just it, down the line. Just struck me as like, I don't know. Looked like it was Williamsport.
Mets will play the Astros today. I'm not sure if they're going to play.
How long is Francisco Alvarez out now?
He's going to miss. Was it 8 weeks?
Yeah, 6 to 8.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And he posted a picture on his Instagram of his hand all bandaged up and some crying emojis and stuff. So
that guy is an injury waiting to happen now all of a sudden.
Well, he's not waiting to happen anymore. It happened.
When he goes back, he'll get injured again. It's just amazing.
NHL tonight, the Rangers take on Winnipeg, the Islanders and Kings, and the Devils face the Blue Jackets.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It was trending this way, and yesterday we got the official word, Gerrit Cole out for the year, Tommy John surgery. It's horrible news. There's no two ways to slice it. If you want to put a positive spin in a glass half full, you can. I mean, if you looked at the Texas Rangers a couple of years ago when they went out there and signed Jacob deGrom and then he was out for the year, they went and won the World Series. But you got to be really good in a lot of places. Unfortunately for the Yankees, you know, they went for more of a defensive pitching model this year after losing Juan Soto, and now they lost their ace. But Max Fried is here when he wasn't here last year, so that is a positive. I think their bullpen is tremendous, and the addition of Devin Williams is going to be huge for them, but they're not going to have...
The other thing, too, is Marcus Stroman's going to end up staying here.
Exactly, and that's he is one of the big winners in this whole thing. He gets to start, he gets what he wants, and he had a good first half, not so great second half last year, but Stanton, he's done. You're not going to see him. I mean, I've never seen an injury like this, but it sounds like he's going to be out for the year as well, so you're going to have an epic year at Aaron Judge. And a lot of contributions throughout that lineup and the staff to remain healthy. Rodon to be the guy that Brian Cashman signed. And then you'll have a chance in an American League that we know is weaker. But that's your glass half full. The glass half empty is if you would have said at the end of last season that the Yankees wouldn't have Gerrit Cole or Juan Soto the next year, then you'd say, all right, well, then they're going to stink. But that they're not going to stink. They're going to be right there. They're going to be towards the top of the division. They're probably still going to make the playoffs. It's just going to be in a different way than we expected.
Well, you have $58 million that are basically gone from your salary. I think Giancarlo is making $22 million this year, $36 million for Gerrit Cole. You got your rookie of the year that is out.
Yep.
I mean, you have it has been like a mass unit down there. And you just got to hope that some of these guys that they've brought in are going to be able to carry their weight, man. Just, you know, Max Fried goes from, okay, being the number two guy to the number one guy. He's got number one capabilities. We all know that. But this is the Yankees, man. This is his first year. I mean, you know, he may turn out to be the hero of the team. Who knows? But it is amazing. And I think that Brian Cashman and every general manager, you got to learn. You got to watch these long-term contracts that go into these mid-30s, late 30s. It is ridiculous.
You know what's interesting? And this is something that we said at the time. And I think you were much more adamant about it than I was. But remember Gerrit Cole opting out?
I let him go.
Yeah.
I said, let him go.
Right now.
I said, there's no way I am signing him to a contract extension. You opt out. Okay. See ya.
Yeah. And they ended up working it out and whatever. He didn't opt out. And it was the same contract. But imagine if Brian Cashman had done that and said, goodbye, see you later. And then we find out he's got Tommy John surgery.
Would have been the best movie ever made.
Right.
And, you know, it's unfortunate for Gerrit. You know, I don't root for any player to get injured, especially as significant as this is. And coming back from Tommy John, as everybody will tell you, is just miserable. It is absolutely one of the most miserable things that you can go through as a pitcher. It's the most miserable thing. It is just so painful. It is so hard. And the one thing I will say, given the abilities of these surgeons now to do this, and with his brain power, he may be one of these guys, because he's getting it late in his career, and somehow he gets a few more years out of it.
Yeah, and Eletrage is doing this surgery as well. He, of course,
putting a speed bridge in there. No?
I don't know. I don't know if they do a speed bridge with the Tommy John like Eletrage did with the speed bridge with Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. But you just hope that he's back at the beginning of next year. And that's really what it comes down to, is that he's making an opening day start next year, if possible.
I mean, see, you have Clark Schmidt,
yeah,
Luis Gil,
mm-hmm,
Gerrit Cole,
yeah.
DJ LeMahieu's hurt.
Well, he's always hurt.
Is he okay?
No.
Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, you said Gerrit Cole. John Carlos Stanton. Yeah.
Holy. I mean, you know, and then the Mets have their issues that they're dealing with.
Yeah. No, they do. Frankie Montas, Francisco Alvarez. Not great.
You know, I was thinking the other day, they should have 1 week of spring training and then go right into games, because then at least you can get a few games out of these guys.
Yeah, it might help. I mean, in trying to figure out why these injuries happen, one of the things that comes up, especially with pitchers, is you think about how many goddamn pitches they are thrown. I mean, so a guy like Gerrit Cole pitches in the World Series, right? And then you got November, December, January, and then he's back out there pitching again in February.
Yeah, I mean, so what are you doing for those 4 months? I don't know what their off-season regimen is. I don't know how they work out. I'm not sure if they're weightlifters or they're just doing more stretching exercises. I'm not really sure. But, man, this is, it's catastrophic.
For the Yankees, their ace in a year that they need to capitalize on Aaron Judge's prime in a weaker American League, yes, it is catastrophic.
And you're telling me that the latest update on Stanton is the fact that you don't expect him back at all?
No. I mean, he might get surgery on both of those elbows. Yeah, both of them.
And what, remove bone chips or something?
Not sure. It may end up being Tommy John on both of the elbows. I don't know.
No, it can't be. Tommy doesn't throw the ball.
I'm telling you, it may be. It's
the
crazy.
The guy doesn't throw the ball, man. How do you have? I mean, I understand tennis elbow.
Yeah. I was thinking, though, yesterday, do you think if Gerrit Cole knew he was going to be out for all of 2025, would have covered first in the World Series?
Man, you are just... Yeah, well, maybe his elbow was hurting.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it.
That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.